The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. Today we're wrapping up a not-so-healthy year, but starting off on a whole new page where we can really build our health. So hang on. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over years experience the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Magnificent supplements, magnificent choices. You'll never get elsewhere. Terrific prices. And, oh, the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Organic, divine, delicious. Any kind of takeout that you want. You call that 877-4950. You got a big party coming? You don't have to eat junk. You don't have to eat garbage. You can be eating the magnificent health building. And you know what? For the spirit, for the taste buds, for the soul, all those things, all rolled up into one, Broth Cafe at Alive and Well.
And the broth is made with what? Vortex water, the purest water in the world. Yeah. But it ain't just broth, folks. We're not talking soup. We're talking incredible, nutritious combinations of food, basic food ingredients, which taste just exotically. So give it a shot. Stop in, call in. You can go to Broth at Alive and Well on your app and place your order and have it all ready for you when you stop by to pick it up. Or we can cart it right out to the parking lot and put it in the trunk of your car if you like. Or you can eat it in the parking lot, whatever you like to do. But it's Broth Cafe, Broth at Alive and Well.
Absolutely wonderful, delicious, and just as Dennis said, the Vortex Power Water used in all of our recipes, energizing, immune system, absolutely clean, 99.999% free of any toxin, detoxification, cell availability, all kinds of great things going with the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And remember, just as Dennis was saying, you can have your parties, you can have it ready. Oh, I just want to stop in for 5 minutes, but I want it for 20 people. Fine, let us know beforehand, and we'll have it all ready for you. Fantastic juices too, the high concentration organic juices, any one of the many choices are all there. Beautiful salads. Remember, especially as we keep thinking about how important it is not to be using these chemicals. We see it in the news all the time about the Monsanto chemicals and, you know, Roundup and killing and all the cancers and everything. We don't get and don't have any of those things. We have a wonderful interrelationship with the organic farmers that are Alive and Well, getting their everyday, their magnificent produce, salads, etc., so forth. And again, whether it's vegan, vegetarian, or non, it's going to be organic. It's going to be the wild fish. It's going to be the organic chickens or the meats or the organic vegan dishes, all there at Alive and Well.
You know what's great? The world is finally catching on. The government is finally catching. Government? That big, big, big old government is finally catching on to nutrition. Listen to this. New U.S. dietary guidelines. No candy or cake for kids under two. Now, they must be listening to our show. The government bureaucrats must be tuning in every week to hear us talk about how bad sugar really is for you.
This is in the news that you're
in the newspaper.
In
the Maui News.
It
says right here, parents now have extra reason to say no to candy. and cake and ice cream for young kids. The first U.S. government dietary guidelines for infants and toddlers released Tuesday recommend feeding only breast milk for at least 6 months and no added sugar.
Yay! Okay? Bravo!
How long have we been on the only breast milk routine since, what, 1969?
That's right. Okay. We had our own daughter and on the breast milk, right, et cetera. She was the same one with, and she has hers.
And it goes on to quote an expert, says, "It's never too early to start," said Barbara Schneeman, a nutritionist at University of California, Davis. "You have to make every bite count in those early years." Well, folks,
all years.
I'm just going to, folks, it ain't just the early years.
No.
It's also the later years, okay?
That's right.
And we definitely are not in early. We are definitely in the late stage, okay? But sugar doesn't create health. It doesn't create health. The refined carbohydrates, the flour products made from wheat and rice and barley, and it's in the bread and pasta and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cooks and on ad infinitum. All of those carbohydrates, turn into sugar. And sugar provides a perfect breeding ground for every negative health scenario
That's
you
right.
could ever imagine.
That's right. And you know what that really inspires me to, and I think you could sing it with me, Dan? It inspires me especially when you read that news out of how important the right message is from childhood on up throughout life. And I learned that, we both learned that, because when the kids, our kids, up there in years and with their own grown-up children now, when our kids were little, Sesame Street was the big thing. Sesame Street was everything. And we watched it every day with them and had great messages. But one of the greatest messages was the little song that was sung throughout Sesame Street. But it's a message now, especially at New Year's, and especially with all this going on, to lift up the heart and lift up the soul and make it simple and make it true and let it be what you follow. And that great little message right there that was in the news, I think, really plants that seed very early, but forever. Okay? Let's try it.
Sing a song. Sing out loud. Sing out strong. Sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy, not sad. Sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing la 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 la. Sing la 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 la. Sing la 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 la. A song.
Guess what?
Sing it out loud.
And guess what we didn't hear? We didn't hear Gary sing you along there. Gary, come on. One of these days he's going to do it, right? Okay. Remember to do that. I don't know if it was Elmo or which of the characters. Do you remember, Gary, which character it was? But
they
song,
all sang it.
Yeah, but it's a great message and an eternal message, any age. And I think it's a perfect thing to remember. Sing out loud, sing out strong, and sing of the good things, not bad. Well, there's a lot of good things that we can certainly sing about today that are in the news. Right,
well, I found out something also. Vitamin D3. You know, vitamin D3 has been extolled by holistic physicians for years for bolstering and creating an immune system and good bones and good brains and good heart function. But also, vitamin D3 is instrumental in helping to maintain the right immune function of the beneficial bacteria in your gut.
Wonderful.
Okay.
That's right.
The gut is the breeding ground for your immune system and so many other functions in your brain, as well as every other function in your body. But vitamin D3 helps those beneficial bacteria propagate beautifully. It also helps, of course, with your heart. It also helps with natural killer cell production. So the natural killer cells are the mainstay of your immune system to prevent an infection from a virus or a bacteria or a yeast or a fungus or a mold, whatever it might be. It's your innate, God-given immune system activated and propagated by vitamin D3 and beneficial bacteria for your guts, because that's where the putrefaction can begin and start to neutralize your body's ability to defend itself. But keep that in mind. You might want to start using a good all-round high-potency acidophilus formula, a probiotic. But definitely, says Dr. Siegel and a host of other holistic physicians, vitamin D3 is of utmost importance in protecting you and your immune capabilities.
Right. And you know, and here's another big applause that we're going to do. And that is the new analysis, all the clinical studies that have shown that the super pure, and they make this point, it has to be molecularly distilled, millions of parts, absolutely clean, no toxins,
molecularly
no lead.
Distilled.
Molecularly distilled, millions of parts, never any trace of any toxin, mercury, cadmium, lead, anything. But they say the super pure fish oil supplements do not raise LDL cholesterol. New analysis, and they quote the clinical trials. And I'll share this with Den, and we'll read some of it to you. While the cardiovascular benefits of super pure omega-3 fatty acids have been known for decades, say the physicians, there was disagreement about whether this fish oil supplements can raise LDL cholesterol levels. The new analysis provides reassurance about the complete safety of the cleanest fish oil supplementation. Data from a predominantly male, well, gee, why do they have to get predominantly male? Mm. Gary, can you understand that?
Isn't the world, sweetheart, you get right down to it. Isn't the world predominantly male?
Gary, you didn't shut the mic off. What's with you? This middle-aged cohort of 9,253 individuals showed that fish oil supplementation.
Now you see, right there, you said it. There's a hort, and there's a cohort.
A cohort.
All right. Well, I'm the hort, and you're the cohort.
Oh, really? Sure. Interesting. I never learned that. English teacher, I thought she taught me everything. Not that one. And they say that.
Well, that's what they teach you in macho school.
Macho school. Hey, Gary, we're going to be blasted off the air on this one. Fish oil supplementation not associated with any increase in the negative or LDL. In addition, this fish oil supplementation was associated with increases in red blood cell erythrocyte levels of the DHA and EPA that were associated with decreased levels of negative, wrote the researchers led by Dr. William Harris. These findings reassure individuals who, when making healthier lifestyle choices, want to increase their intake of these types of omega-3 fatty acids. So the powerful cardiovascular benefits, they were saying.
And that's science.
That's
okay.
Right.
And in this time of severe stress,
yes,
and health and emotional challenges that we're facing, okay? Everybody says, you got to follow the science. You got to follow the science. You can't use nutrition. You got to follow the science.
Right.
Well, folks, nutrition is science.
Right.
And true science, real science, is a technique of investigation. It's a scientific method. But there is no constant science. Science always advances or changes or alters. So keep this in mind. As this the latest thing from nutrition for infants and for people, stay away from sugar. As I mentioned earlier, we've been following the hue and cry of holistic physicians for the past 50 years. And in our early days, it was cut out the sugar, cut out the refined carbohydrates. Well, finally, it's starting to come through a little bit, okay? If the new guidelines are saying, hey, cut out the sugar, cut out the refined carbohydrates, what does that leave you? Loads and loads and loads of vegetables and healthy foods, alternate choices other than creating excessive inflammation in your body by eating those refined carbs and sugars. But getting back to the fact of science, science changes. How does it change? The basic scientific method doesn't change. It's investigation proving your point time and time and time over again.
Right.
But the evidence that's revealed in real science, not monetary gain
right.
science, which
yes.
the pharmaceutical industry is loaded with, right. but with real science, it's the scientific method that you want to adhere to.
Right.
And the scientific method always uncovers new, exciting information.
Right. And here's
follow
the thing.
That.
Here's the thing, Den, because in the doctors are quoting here what was in The Lancet in 1971, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, again, in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now think how many years ago? These powerful cardiovascular benefits of the super pure omega-3 fish oils were first reported 50 years ago when Dyer Berg, Hans Olof Bang, and Ace Brendam Nielsen published these landmark papers on the topic in the British medical journal The Lancet and the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Now, here's the thing. To date, these polyunsaturated fatty acids were linked to a range of cardiovascular benefits, from improving in blood lipid levels to reducing tendency of thrombosis, the blood clots and strokes, and from improving blood pressure, heart rate, reduce the risk of coronary heart disease, cardiac health, and Harvard doctor's analysis, 88 to 92% less death from heart attack, less the leading cause of death. They said with the meta-analysis, we would, of all the things that we've studied about the super pure fish oils, the Harvard doctor said, if all in the country took the super pure omega-3 fatty acids each day, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year.
But just the information is buried because other manufacturers of other products called drugs have a monetary reward in mind, and they will do whatever they can do to advance their cause. They will badmouth real science, the investigation of nutrients, how it boosts your immune system and prolongs life and health, in favor of a temporary fix, which will reduce the symptoms, but like cholesterol drugs, reduce the symptoms of high cholesterol. So what? It isn't the high cholesterol that kills you. It is inflammation.
That's right.
And it's the
That's
destruction
right.
of the heart and muscle by taking those statin drugs, which cause cellular degeneration of your heart and create diabetes and create dementia. But hey, they're profitable. They
yes,
bring in
they are.
Hundreds of millions and billions of dollars a year.
They do.
So that's what they call science. However, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm a reporter. Okay? And I'm reporting to you. I give you on a regular basis, as does Mona. Every week we give you good information from holistic scientific method produced results.
That's right.
Of super nutrition and zero pollutants.
But here's the interesting thing. One of the other interesting things, they say that these reports were, done that many years ago, which I was just quoting, okay? But here's the thing. Way before that, we knew, when we were just starting out in nutrition, the value of the super pure omega-3 fish oils and what it could do for brain development of babies mm-hmm. was so important that any enlightened pregnant lady, including this one sitting right here, and her husband, who is going right at this point, I doubt that.
Well,
was
honey,
saying,
please.
Take those and the brain development, not only the heart and everything else and the eyesight, but the brain development would be great improvement. And there's big news about the omega-3s that's just come out, brain scans and the omega-3s.
Okay, when you're through with that, I want to get back to this newspaper article because it goes on to what nutrition can really do for a developing brain. Go ahead,
okay.
honey.
I want us to share this because this is major news that it's a breakthrough here about the super mega and big time doctor. And I'm going to give it to Den to read, but it's very important for me. I'll start with it. Brain scans prove the value of super pure fish oil supplements. And here it is, described as a major advance. That was the quote. A new study led by renowned neuropsychiatrist and big time author Daniel G. Amen adds to the growing evidence that the super pure omega-3 fatty acids are essential for the brain. Research to date shows that these fats promote cognitive health and help prevent Alzheimer's disease. These benefits come in addition to the omega-3's better-known ability to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. The new study expands on our knowledge by using a sophisticated scanning technique. I'm going to give it to you in 2 seconds, Dan. These are Dr. Amen's exciting findings. In recent years, there's been an increased interest in how diet and the use of supplements can prevent cognitive decline. Omega-3 fats from super pure fish oils rank high among the nutritional components that have grabbed the attention of the researchers. In this research, these have been shown to act against the buildup of amyloid beta proteins.
There you go.
Tau tangles and inflammation that are all associated with Alzheimer's. Previous human research into omega-3s have shown wide-ranging brain benefit that include less brain shrinkage. Remember the head of a very famous medical institute, and he's the head doctor, saying, I'm taking these super pure fish oils because I'm 50 and the brain starts shrinking and I don't want my brain to shrink. Mm-hmm. Improved memory and learning abilities in those with cognitive impairment, reduced risk of depression, and better sleep patterns in younger people. So go on to read that, sweetie.
And they go, and the same guy mentioned that when you have the equivalent of what would be like two or three capsules of our super pure omega-3 fish oils twice a day, that would give you 3,000 milligrams of EPA DHA combined.
That's right.
And at that level, says this expert, you provide what? A perfect lube job for your brain.
And a perfect lube job for the platelets, blood and brain.
And eyes and heart.
Exactly.
And vascular system and capillaries.
And antidepressant, remember, all of those things.
All of it.
Read some at the top.
Okay. For the new study published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease in May.
That's a big-time medical journal,
for
okay?
For sure, yeah. A random group of 166 patients were enrolled after referral from a psychiatric clinic. This has to do with Alzheimer's, the clinic. Records of their omega-3 index were already available. The index measures concentrations in the blood of the two main omega-3 fats, the EPA and the DHA, which I just mentioned a minute ago.
Yes, you did.
Providing a perfect lube job for the brain.
That's right.
Going on with the article, all participants were categorized into two groups according to their level of these important EPA, DHA nutrients, high or low. The researchers also undertook a web-based cognitive assessment using single photon emission computed tomography.
Wow.
SPECT, they call it.
That's a big word.
Yeah.
Big crucial words. Go ahead.
Well, the researchers use that on a regular basis. The researchers scanned 126 regions of the participant's brain. There's 126 different areas of the brain that they examined and scanned and analyzed while these patients perform various mental tasks. Unlike CT and MRI scans, that look at the brain structure, SPECT looks at blood flow and activity in the brain. It can tell if there is normal, too little, or too much
activity.
Very good point. It also shows if the brain has been affected by physical disorders or whether it's been exposed to infections or toxins.
Wow.
When the scan images were compared to the omega-3 index, the researchers found greater blood flows in those areas of the brain in the group with higher levels of omega-3, EPA, and DHA healthy fats.
Bravo, 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 bravo.
The brain regions involved were all concerned with memory and with cognition.
Uh-huh.
They also found higher levels of omega-3, EPA, and DHA were associated with better psychological health.
Wow.
Okay, what's
yes.
better psychological health?
Feeling better, feeling happier, better communication, feeling better about yourself, being more productive and more positive in your life.
And anxiety,
regardless of what's
anxiety
going on.
And fear and depression and anger are ameliorated.
That's they right.
They don't happen like they do when you're on a sugar carbohydrate
no,
diet.
No, they don't. No, they don't. And still keep singing a song. That too, you know, mm-hmm. works, helps.
Lead researcher Dr. Amon of the Amon Clinics in Costa Mesa, California, is one of the world leaders in applying brain imaging science to emotional science. We're talking about science
that's
here,
right,
folks.
That's right. He's a top psychiatrist, neuropsychiatrist.
Yeah. Examining the emotional, behavioral, and psychological issues, and a pioneer of the SPECT brain scanning system. Commenting on the study, Dr. Amon said, this is very important research because it shows a direct correlation between lower omega-3 fat levels and reduced brain flow to the regions important for learning, memory, depression, and dementia. That is, the results show that those people who were lower in the EPA and DHA, lubricating nutrients in the brain, had the lower levels, had lower emotional cognitive capabilities.
Right. And how long have we known that about 60 to 70% of the brain is a fat, and that 60 to 70% of that fat in the brain are made up of the EPA and the DHA?
You got it, kid.
Go ahead.
Another of the study authors, William Harris, from the University of South Dakota School of Medicine, added, quote, Although we have considerable evidence that omega-3 levels are associated with better cardiovascular health, the role of the fish oil fatty acids in mental health and brain physiology is essential to be explored, scientifically explored, not dismissed offhand by, oh, yeah, well, you can just eat some fish once a week, maybe some sardines or some Alaskan salmon. Once a week's fine. That'll give you all you need. Folks, this is the typical non-scientific dismissive attitude of so many people who are in medicine, who don't really look into what's going on in nutrition.
That's right.
Keeping in mind, as doctors have told Mona and me for the past 50 years we've been in business, medical school does not present nutritional information as a general rule. So many doctors have confessed to us over the years, I've had 8 to 10 years of medical training, not one classroom hour was in nutrition. From the day I signed up for pre-med, it's always been drugs, 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 and more drugs, and new drugs, and other drugs, and combining of drugs. But nutritional components, they dismissed. Eat a well-balanced diet. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, what is a well-balanced diet? Is it bread, pasta, bagels, cereals,
no,
grains, granolas, muffins, crackers,
absolutely
cookies,
not
chips, doodads, whiz bangs, and yum-yums?
Not really.
No.
And I want to really applaud, because in the final summation, they talk about this research was described as, quote, a major advancement in demonstrating the value of nutritional intervention in brain health, quote, by Dr. George Perry, Dean and Professor of Biology at the University of Texas and Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, top medical doctor. At least, and then they say, they're quoting Mona here.
Go on.
I know I didn't get credit.
I'm sure people are listening to this program all over the world.
But they're quoting Mona. Thank you, guys. I feel so happy when you do this, and very important. Here they say at least 60% of the brain is fat, and it is known beyond any doubt that a healthy brain must have the EPA and DHA fatty acids in order to complete its function.
But you've got to get them in a sufficient quantity. One capsule a day ain't going to do it.
No, and they summation by saying that the fatty acid supplements must have been purified to remove heavy metals and toxins known as molecular distillation. They say it right there in that.
And what does it say on super pure omega-3 fatty acids?
They say go to Dennis and Mona because you can really trust them.
Right at the top of the label.
They
it says
really do.
Molecularly distilled.
That's right.
That means zero pollutants. Pure EPA, DHA, and readily absorbed, readily available, utilizable forms of those very important nutrients. But let me go back to,
let me just interrupt
for 1 second, getting back to dietary guidelines. This was in the Maui News. They talk about, as we have mentioned from other holistic physicians, they're talking about the importance of giving babies, newborns, added vitamin D. Vitamin D,
That was, remember the American Pediatric Association did that enormous study with the pregnant and nursing mothers and found that they reduced all kinds of infections by a minimum 60%, all kinds of birth defects by, and also preterm birth, everything like that. They improved bone texture, brain texture, everything in the brains by having the mothers take a minimum of 5,000 units throughout pregnancy and during the nursing period. And they said, and when the mother stops nursing, give that baby 1,000, and when they turn to toddlers, 2,000 units.
Per day.
And they said, we can't do a mandate. That's a gun to the head. We're not allowed, American Pediatric Association. Mm-hmm. They said, but we have the strongest recommendation we can have for the health, the development, not only of the child and preventing the loss of the baby and improving the outcomes, but also for the mother.
Okay. Now, and what is oftentimes referred to or looked upon as science from the medical community, who says you don't really need more than 400 units of vitamin D a day. 400 units is sufficient. After that, look out. Vitamin D really is a hormone, you know, and hormones can be dangerous, so don't take more than 400 units or you're going to have dire situation. Well, folks, that isn't science. That isn't science at all. That is a prejudiced opinion at best. The science shows, as science is always evolving, and changing and improving by diligent adherence to the scientific procedure and methods, then you get the real truth at the moment, of the moment. Well, the moment passed many years ago when 400 units was deemed to be thoroughly unacceptable as a standard of vitamin D3 intake.
That's right.
All right?
Yes. And you know, here's an interesting thing, Dan, and I applaud this very famous medical doctor, Dr. Schallenberger, MD,
Amen.
Reporting this, and then summarizing at the end why the super pure fish oil works in this area. But he starts by saying, and I'm going to share this with you, and I'm quoting the doctor, "What do you think would happen if one packed jumbo jet crashed every month?
Oh, boy.
And what would happen if this happened every month, year after year?" Says the doctor, "If we had that kind of death rate from jumbo jets, the authorities would shut down the airlines right down," he said. "Not so in the medical world, however, where death from drugs is an everyday ordinary event. What's really scary, though, is that we're getting that kind of death rate from an over-the-counter medication."
Now, this is Dr.
Schallenberger. And he says, "You don't need a prescription to buy it. You can get these medications at any drugstore, grocery, or convenience. And more than likely, you take these medications regularly and don't think anything about it. The medications," says the doctor, "are pain drugs called NSAIDs, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Millions of people take these every day for chronic pain. What they don't realize is that they're taking serious and unnecessary risks. A recent article," says the doctor, "reviewed the safety of NSAIDs," those classification of drugs, "the specific class of pain..."
Nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs.
"The specific class of pain medication, including aspirin, ibuprofen, and a host of the others. And what it found is frightening."
And now, Tylenol is ibuprofen,
yes,
right?
That's what okay. they're saying right there.
Okay.
And here's the thing. He goes on to say, "According to the authors of this article, quote, each year the use of NSAIDs accounts for an estimated 7,600 deaths and 76,000 hospitalizations in the U.S. Now, that's what this is saying. I have to divert here because this is big doctor reporting in Newsmax.
Wait.
Okay, Dr. Tuttle, listen to
okay,
this.
Okay, wait.
Title bound.
One sec. 7,600. That's 7,600 people dead.
But that's a misquote.
Oh.
Because this very famous doctor, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, with endless, we could talk all of, he's an MD, and he was telling Newsmax, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, with all kinds of background, saying, "1/3 of Americans suffer needlessly with chronic pain. Meanwhile," says the doctor, 50,000 Americans die each year from ibuprofen-related medications, NSAIDs. Okay, and
my
another
God.
17,500 from prescribed narcotics. He says 50,000 die each year
from over the counter.
That's
drugs.
What he says.
Another 17,000
ibuprofen related medications.
And then what's the prescription drugs? Another 17,000.
Yeah, 500 from the prescription narcotics. He's talking about the NSAIDs.
Yeah.
Causing 50,000 deaths from ibuprofen and related NSAIDs.
Okay.
So and that's then, real important to include that, okay?
Absolutely. And then we've got another 17,000 on top of that.
That's right.
From prescription drugs.
That's right, okay. 17,500, okay?
That's 67,000, nearly 70,000 people a year. Gone.
Right. But here's the thing in this, I want to go back and I'm going to have you read. Okay. Now, he's saying here's the good news, and this was Schallenberger, okay? We can prevent, research shows that 59% of these deaths in hospitalization can be prevented, okay? He goes on and on about the terrible pain that a lot of them were going, and they started to take super pure fish oil supplements, okay? The supplements contain 2,400 milligrams of omega-3 fats, EPA and DHA, okay? They took this dose every day for 2 weeks. 60% had no pain at the end of that, okay? 78% found complete relief.
That's only four of the super pure omega-3 fish oil.
That's right. No side effects, no deaths, no hospitalizations. The author, I'm going to give this to you right now, honey. The authors point out that their findings mirror the results from many other controlled trials. These have shown the huge effectiveness of super pure fish oils as compared to ibuprofen for the treatment of arthritic pain.
Now,
would you read this?
Yes, I will. But super controlled, read that phrase again. The super controlled trial.
Mirror the results from many other controlled trials that have all shown. That's the effectiveness of the super pure fish oils as compared to NSAIDs.
The other studies of control studies. That, folks, is the scientific method.
That's right.
Testing the premise, testing it again and again and again and again.
Yeah,
and it's been proven to be true. That's
why
scientific.
Why fish oil works.
Okay.
Summarize that. Why fish oil
here
works.
Here we go. Verbatim, folks. EPA and DHA. Those are acronyms for the word eicosapentaenoic and docosahexaenoic. So instead of saying those long words, they say, here's an abbreviation, it's called EPA and DHA. Those are the active components, the health-building, anti-inflammatory, brain-rejuvenating nutrients in the super pure omega-3 fish oils. EPA and DHA work in much the same way that the NSAIDs work, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs work. But they alleviate pain by regulating the pro-inflammatory substances such as leukotrienes, interleukin-1 and interleukin-6. These substances occur naturally as part of the body's inflammatory reaction, but their actions intensify when the diet doesn't contain the amount of EPA and DHA required to regulate them. People in chronic pain require much more EPA and DHA than usual. Why? Because their body is using these fats up so fast. And just in my own comment, their diet probably is very high in carbohydrates and sugars, which creates inflammation, which contributes to the pain and the degeneration. Getting back to the article. Both the EPA and DHA, says the doctor, work with the body, not against the body, like the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug pain relievers do. That's how EPA and DHA can be so effective and yet have no side effects, no negative components. Both of these major ingredients, EPA, DHA, can alleviate pain, but taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs without first trying fish oils just doesn't make sense, says the doctor. By the way, I'm still reading verbatim. By the way, these same fats also fight cancer and heart disease and autoimmune disease and depression and diabetes. The drugs cannot make those claims.
Right.
And Alzheimer's. And the drugs, the NSAIDs, cause liver failure and many more serious negative health developments.
Right. And you know something, Dennis? I know that sometimes you hide stuff from me.
Well,
and I think what you hid
not
from
really,
me,
honey.
I think
really.
What you hid from me is that you're in a very important group think and a very important with a bunch of doctors and a bunch of specialists who sat with you and watched all these commercials, especially at this time of year, of all the cookies and all the things they make. And they love your line about the whiz bangs. I can't even think of all the names that you've got over there. Mm-hmm. But here's a big reinforcement as to skip sweet treats to avoid holiday or anytime blues.
Well, the whiz bangs, yum yums, and weebies are not scientific terms.
They're not.
No,
they're not. No, but then why are these scientists saying the same thing? Because I think you got together with them before we did the show, but you didn't tell me. He likes to keep things hide. But here's there, and I'm going to share. And here's what the specialists are saying. Consuming sugar-laden treats during holiday season has been linked to various metabolic, inflammatory, and biological processes associated with depression. And here's what they say, and they give all clinical trials to back it up. If you want to experience true holiday cheer, skip the caramel corn, snowman cookies, and other holiday sweets this year. Sound like you?
It does.
But
it does indeed.
But I think you say it better. A study, now hear this, published in January 2020 in the Journal Medical Hypotheses, this is a big-time medical journal, reminds Christmas and holiday revelers of the dangers of sugar, disease, and diet. Adding sugars set off metabolic, inflammatory disease, and neurobiological process that are connected to depression, and they cite the studies.
Uh-huh.
These sweet treats create a perfect storm, they say. That's the quote. That negatively affects mental health. Worse, the symptoms of this depression leads people to indulge in more sweets. The depressing truth about these sweets. Would you continue reading that right here about the researchers, okay?
That's why sugar is so addictive.
The researchers.
That's
go right
why,
ahead.
That's why sugar is so addictive.
Right at the top, kid.
Okay. Verbatim. The researchers analyzed a wide range of studies on the physiological and psychological impacts of sugar consumption. Their research includes Women's Health Initiative Observational Study, the National Institutes of Health Arthritis, Diet, and Health Study, a study of Spanish graduates, as well as studies of Australian and Chinese soft drink users. So the sugar,
God,
is just the consumption of sugar just worldwide. But it's what. Let me digress for just a second. At the time of the American Revolution, back in 1776, I wasn't there, but this is what's been written.
Gee, you weren't there. I guess you weren't as old as I thought you were,
no,
sweetie.
I'm pretty spry for a guy that old. the average sugar consumption in those days was about 3 to 5 cups of sugar. Or on a daily basis, 3 to 5 teaspoons of sugar. Today, it is half your body weight annually. This is the number I want to get at. If you weigh 150 pounds, they're saying the average consumption of sugar today, the average, is 130 pounds of sugar a year. Straight sugar, added sugar. Add to that the sweetened other foods that you eat. Add to that all the carbohydrates, the refined carbohydrates, bakery products that you consume, all of which turn to sugar. Folks, that's high inflammation. And inflammation, as we've said ad nauseum, is the basic seed germinating creation of disease.
And remember the other thing that the top physicists had, and we put it on the first health food store in the Five Towns in Long Island that we opened up in 1969, mm-hmm. And remember that the big news that came out by these top doctors and physicists, they found, and they said it's absolutely, you can't refute this. Enormous research showed that it was only one food that fed viruses, bacteria. Did you hear the word viruses? Viruses, bacteria, fungi, and cancer cells. They were focusing then on cancer because it was such wild devastation. But remember, cancer, fungi, any type of thing, they start out with viruses, only one food, and it was foods that convert to sugar. They made that point, the straight sugars that you would think of, but they also talked about those starches that convert to sugar within 10 minutes. They said, in addition, the scientific studies have proved, we had that printout right in our little window there, that within 10 minutes of consumption, that all occurred, you know, as it got converted. But in addition, they said within that 10 minutes, your body's army that fights all disease, natural killer cells.
Your immune system.
Right. The natural killer cells that are your army against these diseases become paralyzed. Just like the guy, you know, in the trenches. They can't move out. They can't fight. But mm-hmm. you have fed the host of evil with those bad foods.
There you go, folks.
Go ahead.
Again, back to the article, verbatim. Summarizing the existing research on sugar consumption and depression, these doctors concluded that the literature supports the depressogenic, the creating of depression, impact of added sugars in the diet, finding that inflammation is one reason why eating sugar leads to depression, and proposing a better understanding of the link to help develop new therapies against depression. They liken consuming amounts of sugar to excess alcohol intake, along with its consequent physical and mental harms. Alcohol is basically pure calories, pure energy, non-nutritive, and sugar toxic at high doses. Sugars are very similar. We're learning when it comes to depression, people who optimize their diet should provide all the nutrients the brain needs and mostly avoid those potential toxins found in sugars and refined carbohydrates, says Stephen Lardy, study author and associate professor of clinical psychology at the University of Kansas, in a news release.
And what did Dr. Atkins say a million years ago? He says, when you eat the healthy fats, when you eat the healthy proteins, when you eat the good vegetables, and you eliminate the sugars and the foods convert to sugars, your cravings disappear, and you feel infinitely better, and of course you lose the weight too. Ketogenic.
I can attest to that. Here's what's going on, the article. Sugars are known to have an inflammatory effect on the body and the brain.
Yes.
A large number of people with depression also have high levels of inflammation, says the doctor, where inflammatory hormones directly push the brain into a severely depressive state.
Right.
Also potentially contributing to depression is sugar's impact on the microbiome, where the human body hosts more than 10 trillion microbes affecting its well-being.
Right.
That was, that's referring
to
your, that's referring to your guts, folks.
Yeah,
that's where all these healthy microbiomes are.
That's right. And that's why, you know, wasn't there an old expression that said, hey, do you have the guts to do this? Let me see if you've really got the guts to do this.
Yeah.
So it had to do with courage and fortitude and strength, etc. I think that that was a real meaning behind that, you know?
Going on. Many bad bacteria are harmful microbes thrive on added sugars, potentially creating chemicals that push the brain into a state of stress, anxiety, and depression. Again, depression, anxiety, fear, anger. There, all these microbiomes are highly inflammatory, says the doctor.
Right. Go ahead, sweetheart. Finish.
Which shows a minimally processed diet filled with plant-based organic foods and omega-3 fats for an optimum mental state.
Right. You know, and you know what the other thing that needs to be included, too, is the fact that when you eat the foods that convert to sugar, you're doing wreaking havoc on the adrenals because you're spiking the sugar levels in your blood, and then they keep on pouring out. The adrenals keep on pouring out. The steroids, the hydrocortisone, you know, and adrenaline, which exhausts the glands and exhausts the nervous system and affects the brain and the calming, peaceful neurotransmitters of the brain.
There you go.
There you go.
The researchers also cautioned, says the article, against sugar cravings as a common trait of winter onset depression, where people tend to crave carbs and benefit from the initial mood boost of sugar.
Well, we don't have snow here, so.
This makes the sweet substance a source of temporary emotional lift, which again, sugar then worsens the mood, increases inflammation, and leads to weight gain. When you consider, now, we both came from the mainland, and we both lived in rather chilly climates.
Yes.
But stop and think for a second. It starts getting chilly and cold in late September, early October. And along comes Halloween.
Yeah.
And it's all sugar, 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 sugar.
That's right.
Then along comes Thanksgiving, which is some good turkey and maybe some sweet potatoes and maybe some vegetables.
But, and more all the pumpkin pies and
more
all the
sugar,
desserts.
Sugar, sugar,
That's
sugar.
Right. And you see it on TV. 1,000 recipes they have.
And
for
here
all the
we are just having past Christmas, which is what?
Oh.
Again, all the Christmas treats, all the sugar, 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 sugar. Now we're approaching New Year's, and maybe you're listening to the program right after New Year's, but what did you do for your New Year's celebration? Well, alcohol can be used in moderation, but alcohol turns to what? Sugar, 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 sugar. So, folks, how about some broccoli?
Fabulous.
How about some Brussels sprouts?
You can make desserts. You can make gorgeous combinations. You can use the healthy fats that are so satisfying. You know, the organic olive oil, extra virgin raw, the whole thing.
And organic butter does not give you
avocados,
a heart attack. That's been proven by science over
Wild
and over
grass,
and
you know,
over
no,
again.
No hormones, okay. None of those other things. But again, a nice combination, the beautiful raw nuts or seeds that you can add to that.
Mm.
You know, it tastes delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You make delicious. We got together with our wonderful family here. We all had delicious, wonderful, the wild fish, the beautiful vegetables, the great choices that we had, magnificent organic cheeses, and add. Just now didn't have the sugary desserts or nothing
That's
like
right.
that.
That's right. But I did imbibe on a mixture of sunflower seed, pumpkin seed, and sesame crackers.
Oh.
I did have that.
Low carb, though, within.
That's well, of course. It was all those seed
oh,
meals.
Yeah.
And
remember, it's again, that fruit juice is high in sugar, but some of the fruits that we love and sprinkle around and, are the berries, which are lower.
Blueberries are very healthy.
And strawberries.
Blueberries have a proanthocyanin content, which is higher than most any other fruit, but it's lower
still,
in sugar,
yeah.
And it provides good, strong cell wall integrity.
That's right.
So those viruses and bacteria and other different pathogens can't run through your body from cell to cell like a tenement building on fire.
No, that's right. And you can be very clever. You can, I don't like the word elimination. the big gaping hole. Think of the substitution. I'm always thinking, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm always learning, and I'm always doing, you know, trying to do wonderful substitutions of sautéed vegetables, the wild fish, or, and again, our daughter is living in California now, the family, but she's vegan. So I say, honey, we always have to look at the substitutions, the wonderful mm-hmm. choices you can make that still promote the great health, but don't give the sugars, et cetera, and
that's
so
right.
forth.
Protein is vitally important,
very
as are the
so.
Healthy anti-inflammatory fats, the fish oils, and olive and butter, and so on. But keep in mind, folks, vegetables are of utmost importance. Fatty fish, healthy, organic, fatty bacon,
right.
organic beef. You want to be vegetarian? Great, be vegetarian. But have healthy fats, not safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, and all those other refined fats, because they are omega-6 fats. And omega-6 creates inflammation in excess, just like sugar does.
That's right.
So you want to stay with the healthy, pure omega-3 fats.
Right.
All right?
Yeah, and I want to, you know, I want to include, because there's been big-time news here about the doctors reporting about fractures and the cause of disability as people age more than 50 years. Within a year of suffering hip fracture, 20% of patients die. Any kind of broken bone.
My
the Japanese,
God, I didn't know that.
Japanese discovered a way to this is quite a while ago. Physicians there prevent bone loss and protect against fractures, and they call it high-dose vitamin K2.
Right.
Now, they call it high dose, which is high dose, a 45 milligram, okay? But one little capsule of Alive and Well's K2, you know, is 100 milligrams. So
beautiful.
You're getting optimal, and it's so easy to take. And they cite all the clinical trials, has a profound impact to slow bone loss, build new bone, reduce fracture risk. In a 2-year study on older people with osteoporosis, this high-dose K2 cut the number suffering vertebral fractures by half, 50% less fractures. Along with other nutrients known as vitamin D3 to support bone strength, the K2 is an essential role in maintaining and helping to restore bone density. And they go on to say here, by age 40, density starts to fall, continues to decline, especially at menopause because the lack of progesterone. See? Okay, osteoporosis means bone full of pores or holes. Osteopenia, osteoporosis, okay? And they say it's been in Japan, the leader used to treat osteoporosis in Japan for decades, clinical trial study, okay? And that's what they say there. It prevents fractures, okay? And disability and increased risk of death, that really has worked so effectively, even at the 45 milligram, they use one little capsule of Alive and Well.
But keep in mind, folks, that vitamin K2 is not vitamin K1. Oftentimes doctors say, well, you have a tendency to form clots, so we're going to give you a blood thinner, but don't eat any green vegetables because green vegetables have vitamin K. It's the K1, which is the clotting factor. Okay, but holistic physicians say there's K1, there's K2. K2 builds bone. K2 reduces irregular calcium deposits. K2 helps with brain function, heart function, and general health.
And that's why it's so important. Dennis and I not only take our vitamin D3, they work together beautifully, but also these physicians make the point that the K2 and the vitamin D3 clean the calcium out of the veins and arteries
that's
and
right.
deposit in the bones where it's supposed to be. So it's a really critical nutrient. And take that vitamin D3 for all the many, many benefits beside the bone building, but still, how essentially important is this for all of that and the super pure omega-3 fish oils, super pure omega-3 fish oils. So again, all these wonderful things that Alive and Well, just call us, 877-4950, 877-4950. We're not doctors, Dennis and I. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. But we'd love to be able to, just no charge, sit down and give you great information, make an appointment with Dennis or with me. We're very happy. Call, talk to any one of our wonderful services there and the beautiful organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. We'll make not only your holiday, but every day we'll help you sing that song, sing out loud, and sing out strong.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that
optimum health is alive and well.
In Kahului. Aloha.